for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illumination Worlds podcast. My name is Nia Roy. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, sound therapist, and yoga teacher here at Illuminations. And we are back with another speaker with another topic. Actually, in fact, this is a speaker that we've already had on our show before, but this topic is super, super exciting and I cannot wait. But first, let me just introduce our speaker once again. Her name is Irina Khanna and she is a hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, and a transgenerational healer here at Illuminations. And the topic of the day is family constellations and the invisible ties that bind us to our wounds. So if you've watched Sex, Love, and Goop on Netflix or The Another Self on Netflix as well, you more or less have an idea what this whole topic is going to be all about. But before that, let me just welcome our guests onto the show. Thank you so much for coming back once again, Irina.
Thank you, Nia. Thanks a lot for having me again.
Absolutely. So let's just get straight into it. So for those who are listening who've never heard of family constellation before, can you give us a brief explanation of what exactly is family constellation?
Yeah, so thanks to you, I've learned about another self from you. And now when anybody is asking me, what is family constellation? I straight tell them, do you have Netflix? Can you watch this series? And of course, the series doesn't depict reality of it because it's not a documentary. But yes, family constellation is a very brief therapy. I don't even want to call it a psychotherapy because it's not. It's just a group process which was developed by Bert Hellinger from Germany. And in family constellation, we go through this group process, which is extremely brief, almost like maybe 20 minutes to half an hour at max. Only sometimes you are aware that it can really go longer and we have like 1 hour sessions. But it's a solution-focused therapy. So we look for the solutions, which is beyond the client, beyond us. So it's our behavior always, which is the problem. And we identify something, whether it's a disease or our anger or our relationship. So we behave in a manner which we feel we are like slaves to the situation and circumstances. And in constellation, we look beyond our behavior within our system. So our system, I'm talking about our conscious mind, our subconscious mind. I look at it like your personal computer. Mm-hmm. So if you have any issue in your laptop, that's what we do with hypnosis, for example, or with CBT or any talk therapy, psychotherapy, right? But in constellation, we look into the server, what's beyond your laptop, yeah? So where it comes from. And that's how each time, you know, I'm in the field and I work with my clients, I'm just in awe of what's happening.
So you mentioned something about the field and what's beyond you. What exactly do you mean by that? And as well as how is it involved? How do you involve a group into your therapy session as well?
Okay, so how therapy goes. So probably, let's say 15, 20 people, we come together in a room. And we sit in the circle, and then each one of the participants gets the chance to constellate their family or their issue. Now, client only briefly talks about the facts about their families. So in family constellation therapies, we don't talk about the feelings. We don't talk about the relationships you share without your family member. We only want to know the facts, whether parents are alive, what happened to grandparents, anyone died early, anybody participating in the war, any miscarriages, early death. So we only ask for facts. And then we ask client to choose few people from the family structure. And then client chooses amongst these other participants and request them to represent these family members. So somebody becomes mother, somebody becomes father, somebody becomes husband, for example. And as these people step into the room, so what works here is the intention of the client. So with the intention of the client, when they choose that this person represents my father, and then they guide them into the room, invisible forces that happens between the family members are visible now. So in family constellation, client is not directly involved, directly participating into the therapy. Client becomes an observer.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the matrix or the field, knowing field that is created in the room is created with our focus. It's created because we are present there, all these 20 people. Right? And this field is present whether we are aware of it or not. And it's always there.
Got you.
It's always there all around you. For example, you as an individual, you have got your beliefs, your attitudes, your, you know, ego. However, behind you, there are hundreds of people. And those hundreds of people affect your attitudes, affect your daily behavior, affect how much, you know, love you can experience, how much happiness you can enjoy, and how much success you can enjoy and generate, for example. However, when we look at the individuals, we are used to looking at one single person, right? And sometimes we begin to judge them based on their behaviors. We begin to judge that, okay, he has got anger issues. But in constellation, we see that that anger is not only that person's. He carries systemic anger. He carries the anger of his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, who has experienced the trauma.
Right.
So it becomes a very unique experience for the client as well to suddenly look at their, you know, life, their issues from the systemic view. From different perspective, number one. Number two, they become open to different energy of love. It's very different. Your heart opens completely looking at your parents. Probably, like all of us, have experienced some kind of resentments, irrespective whether our parents were distant or they were overpowering, right? So you still have some grievances against your parents. It's same for all of us. But in constellation, you see humanness of your parents as well. You look at them and what they have received as children, what they have experienced as children. And it goes beyond your parents. So your grandparents were children once upon a time, right? They had similar difficulties. And it completely transforms the person. And the beauty is that you just need one therapy, one session.
Wow.
To kind of see what's happening behind you.
So from a skeptical perspective, how would you logically explain the field? How can a field be created just with intention? And not only that, strangers who don't know anything about you, when you pick them up to represent certain family members, how do they get to experience very real facts or relationship dynamics between your family members without knowing anything about you? How do you bring a logical understanding to that?
Yeah. So the trouble here is that we always want logical understanding, and sometimes it's not available, right? So logically, we can't even deny. If we can't explain, we can't even deny what happens. So someone who is completely unknown to the group is choosing you to represent their mother and their father and different family members. And suddenly you pick up their physical sensations, pains, aches in the body, feelings, gestures, body language. You know, sometimes even you have seen it thousands of times how representatives' body language is exactly of the real person, right? Sometimes Absolutely. The words, and you are really good at it, right? The word pops up yeah. in your mind and you say something. So just because we do not have logical explanation, or rather I would say scientific explanation, it doesn't deny the fact that it happens in every single constellation across the globe, yeah, right? Absolutely. And there have been some tests done. Scholter, I think gentleman's name is Peter Scholter. He had the experiment done where he has replaced the representative multiple times, I think 300 times or something. Mm. And each one of them, so representatives were brought from outside, right? Constellation is going on inside the room. And each rep talks about the same sensations and same feelings in that particular spot. In the constellation. So logically, you cannot understand any which ways. Logical mind is what, 5% of our being, right? Mm-hmm. So logically, you cannot understand. However, if you are aware of the Sheldrake's, morphogenetic field and how, let's say, skull of fish swim without banging into each other in the in the waters. We have seen that video
even
in our
birds
training.
In the car.
Even the birds, yeah, how they fly. So, yeah, there is a field. I mean, we didn't know the gravitational force as well years ago, but now today we know. We can't see it, but it affects our life day to day, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm absolutely sure that there will be a time where there will be a scientific explanation to what is this field. Yeah. But it's there.
So I want to touch base on something that you said earlier. So you would ask clients about if there were any deaths in the family, yes. if there were any abortions or miscarriages. Why is that important and how does that have an effect on you?
Yeah. So in family constellation, we work phenomenologically, which means that we do not have some 10 commandments that this is right and this is wrong. We work what is. Mm. And we see time and again that the abortions and miscarriages are sometimes forgotten, right? So we are not saying what is right and wrong here. We are just saying, do we remember that we had miscarriage? Do we remember that instead of 3 children, we have 5? This is very important because everyone belongs equally. So whether child is alive or child is dead, those children belong equally. So simple understanding is if someone's child dies at the age of 10, 16, or 25, they remember that child, right? Mm. And that child always has a space, place in the family. They'll always say that I had 3 children and one passed away. Mm. But when they had abortion or a miscarriage, it kind of disappears even within the psyche of that person. And this is truth. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be like this, it should be like that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that in the field, we see that sometimes these children show up and the child who is alive feels guilt and follows them. So out of love and loyalty to your sibling, I had only one sibling who couldn't make it. But all my life, I thought I was the only one. And what happened inside me, like psychologically, everything shifted. Everything changed when I discovered that I was alone.
And when you say shifted, in what way?
Yeah, it's very strange. It's strange. Probably you will not understand me how it feels because you have siblings and you have twin, right? But for me to be alone, and then suddenly I know that, no, actually I had a sibling. Sibling who couldn't make it, but I still had. So it's very different.
So I want to dive a little bit more deeper into that. So you mentioned that when there is an unacknowledged sibling or a child, it affects the children or does it affect anybody else? How does that work and why specifically the siblings?
Yes, so it affects even the relationship.
In what way?
So if there is abortion or if there is a miscarriage, it's a huge trauma which needs to be grieved by both the parents. And usually it's kind of brushed away. right? So it can affect their relationship in the future. And why it affects siblings? Not that one miscarried child is going to affect all the children. So one of the child can be entangled with that sibling.
And what are the impacts of entanglements?
It's different. So there is no recipe of if you do not acknowledge child who has been miscarried, that you are not going to find success in your life. It could be disease. It could be, success. It could be relationship. It could be that they can't bear the children then. So what it causes, it's very, very different in each case.
Oh, wow. So can you also tell us about, so you mentioned earlier you can consolidate anything basically, right? So whether it's disease, whether it's success, relationship, yes, and so on. So if, let's say, I wanted to heal a disease in my life, let's say, let's take a skin disease, for example. Mm-hmm. How would the healing process happen after a consolidation? Or if not even the disease, let's say if it's a block in your life, block in your career, whatever it is, after one session of family consolidation, how does the healing process take place?
See, healing happens within the session. Resolution happens there. Initially, when client chooses representatives and constructs the constellation, they do it according to what they see, how they perceive their environment, be it their workplace or the family, right? So let's say where they put themselves and are they closer to their mother or their father? Mm-hmm. Where are siblings looking at, right? Mm-hmm. So they construct it. After the healing, mm-hmm, which means after the resolution, there is a harmony that has been created in the family. So in the family, everyone has its own space. So for example, parents stand behind the children, right? So children are small and they remain small in front of the parents. So sometimes we see that this hierarchy is not in place. Sometimes it's somebody who is missing needs to come back, right? So let's say if there was a miscarriage or a stillborn child that was missing in the system and we bring it and now client sees the harmony entire picture that parents are behind and then there are siblings and missing sibling is also there. There's a space created for this child and there is a, you know, loving sentences, healing sentences exchange that now I see you and you are my parent, little baby brother or sister or whatever. And so healing happens there and then. Now, what probably you are asking me, how it is going to change the presenting issue in the client,
exactly,
right? So it can be some things are instantaneous, right? So if client comes with, let's say, skin issue, it might not go immediately. If client comes with weight management issue, yeah, client might not gain or lose weight immediately after the session. Mm. But if it's emotional, it's almost instantaneous, right? And over a time period, we never ask clients, okay, so last month we did constellation and how are you doing now? You don't ever ask that.
And why is that?
Because the focus is not on the presenting issue ever. It's so much beyond that. It's so much beyond. And in what ways client's life changes, nobody can predict.
Could you share a couple of experiences or examples to give our listeners some insight of what healing or the family constellation effects can look like or a situation that comes to your mind?
Yeah, of course. Every day I have constellations done with my clients and there is a lot to share. Sometimes in constellation, we see somebody who has been missing, like one of the client's constellation that I had where grandchild, so client is a child, teenage, who suffers from clinical depression and anxiety, is on medication, and her parents are separated, right? And then in constellation, when we place the parents, the client has a very bad relationship with mother. and that's a struggle, right? And lives with her father. And when we bring constellation in, we see that mother's father has been not acknowledged, is missing. So she was very young when her parents divorced and mother took this child, the girl, who is the mother of my client, basically, away from that country. They ran away.
Oh.
And then we don't know the story, what was shared with this child, but this child grew up with a lot of anger and hatred towards the father. And now my client is carrying the same guilt, rejecting her mom, staying with father. Their mother rejected father, you see?
Wow.
So it's a systemic trauma that goes through generations.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that needs to be healed.
And with that awareness, or as an observer, as she looks into the field, do you tell her what to do, or is that something that she needs to decide for herself?
See, sometimes they decide on their own. You give them a chance. You give them chance. Let's say sometimes client says that, you know, this is what I'm dealing with and I want to resolve. And then they construct the constellation, and constellation shows that they have to move towards their father who wasn't present in their life. And when you put the wrap, and wrap very slowly keeps moving towards the father, right? And at some point, then you bring real client, because the client has to finish this movement.
Got
you. So constellation will show you what who is missing, and father pops up there, and now we know that this movement needs to be completed. But client has to be willing to do that. And it's very painful. Most painful movement is movement towards our parents.
Wow.
So when you place the client, I mean, you have also seen sometimes client says, I can't do it right now.
And you have to respect it.
And you have to respect it. So usually then we ask client to say, I see you, father, and I need some time. Wow. So constellation, I've been to many, many different constellations around the world, and sometimes I see that there is a deep desire of a facilitator to make everything right, and that's not okay. So our role as a facilitator is not to bring the harmony. We have to see what's happening, where is constellation going, and then we have to respect the boundaries of everyone, and particularly the client.
Wow, that makes so much sense. Before, I know we're running short on time, but I really want to touch base on another topic when it comes to relationships, romantic relationships. So how can you, because you mentioned earlier about the dynamics between parents and children and where they stand. So when it comes to issues in romantic relationships, can you give us a little bit of insight of what, based on your experience, what are the possible reasons or issues that result in blocks in a relationship or in the dynamics?
So in relationships, the best way to help couple is to invite them both together for the constellation. So both of them, are, if they're willing, of course. And then when you start constellation, you will notice that one of them, sometimes both of them, carry a lot of things behind them, right? And then wherever is the energy, whichever side is the heavier, because we can't deal with both sides in one constellation. So at the time, facilitator makes a decision and the constellation goes behind one of the partner, what's happening there. And other partner is sitting and observing with trust and respect, right?
Yeah.
So what comes up is many times if my parents, for example, had a difficult relationship, usually as a child, you follow one of the parent consciously. Let's say you see your mother was a victim. So then your heart goes towards the mother. You take sides, right? And you develop the anger and dislike towards your father. And then that anger and dislike is not only yours, but it's of your mother's as well. And same thing can happen behind your mother. There was a grandmother who was a victim, and your grandfather. So you can carry the anger towards man or woman, doesn't matter, for generations. And then you bring this anger and you are displacing it on your husband. Moment honeymoon is over, now you know where to take out that anger.
Wow.
Right? So yeah, this is just one example. There are so many examples, but invariably we carry a lot of entanglement behind us, mm-hmm. and then we bring it with our partner. And either we become children of our partner or we become a parent to our partner.
And this is purely based on the kind of baggage we carry behind
us. Yes, absolutely. And you can only have a beautiful relationship if you are an adult with another adult, wow. where both of you are equals.
Wow, that's very powerful. So before we end the episode, do you have any tips based on family constellation, based on the rules or the dynamics in a family constellation? What tips do you have for our listeners that can help with their overall well-being or relationship dynamics?
Yes, what they can do themselves without going into a constellation. Though I would suggest everyone to experience it at least once, group constellation. What they can do meditation. They can close their eyes or they can do with open eyes, mm-hmm. however they feel comfortable, and just bring their parents in front of them and just observe what they're feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Healing can begin when they can look at them and open their heart to both of them.
And when you say open your heart, what exactly do you
mean? Yes, what I mean is to see your parents as humans, to leave their mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, right? But when you judge your parents, then you become bigger than them and then you pay for it. You're going to punish yourself. So idea is not to see them as some gods and goddesses. Of course, they have their mistakes and you can see that very, very clearly. But you can at least be grateful that they have passed down the life to you. Yeah. And if you know their mistakes, you do it better.
Yeah.
So you learn through their mistakes instead of judging them, being bitter about them, because you are your parents. And more angry you are at them, you develop anger towards yourself. Wow. So you just don't accept yourself, because half of you is your mom and half of you is your dad. Now, if you dislike both, then you dislike yourself completely. Otherwise, you just don't accept yourself fully, and then body keeps the score, then you develop all kinds of
Self-esteem
diseases, you know, closing yourself, not allowing yourself to succeed, etc., etc.
And one last question. Can family constellations be done one-on-one, or does it have to be in
absolutely,
group?
Absolutely. So Bert Hellinger used to do it in groups, and lately family constellation facilitators have been doing it one-on-one. There are various ways, and now post-COVID, we have learned how to do it online as well. So it's very powerful. Of course, there are advantages and disadvantages in both, but yes, it's very, very powerful.
Thank you so much, Irina, for sharing all this insight about family constellation, and I really appreciate you taking your time off as well to speak to our speakers. And thank you for all the listeners for tuning in, and until next time, take care and live light.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World, or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.